Welcome to the Solomon Show. My name is Solomon Buckley. I am the apostolic leader of the Fresh Wind International Mission Space Incorporated. For more information about Fresh Wind International, you can email freshwindinternational@gmail.com. Again, for more information about Fresh Wind International, you can email freshwindinternational@gmail.com. Today we're going to Mark chapter 8. So if you have your Bibles, go there. Mark chapter 8, verse 22 through 26. Mark chapter 8, verse 22 through 26. Then he came to Bethesda, and they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hand on him, he asked him, if he saw anything. And when he looked up, he said, "I see men like trees walking." And then he put his hand on his eyes again and made him look up. And he was restored and saw everything clearly. And then he sent him away to his house, saying, "Neither go into the town, nor tell anyone in the town." Today we're talking about, the title of this message is talking about, the miracle worker is here. As we look at, and we look at this account, we know that the miracle worker is Jesus Christ. And we understand that he is the only one that can perform miracles. Hebrews 13:8 says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We proclaim him as the Savior. We proclaim him as the baptizer with the Holy Spirit. We proclaim him as the divine physical healer. And we proclaim him as the soon coming King. So the miracle worker has come, and his name is Jesus Christ. The ministry that you just read about the blind man being healed at Bethesda, that was ministry that was outside of Galilee. Say Galilee. The Lord wants us to know today, as we're looking at this account of the blind man, that some healings happen instant. It happens right at the spot that right where we're at, like we could be praying for somebody that has an incurable illness and they get healed just like that. And then some healings that Jesus does is gradual. And just because, I want to give you encouragement today, just because a miracle doesn't happen like it did with the blind man at Bethesda, don't ever lose hope. Jesus is still healer, and he is still on his throne. Point one, I could imagine Jesus telling the man, the blind man, "You know what? It isn't about me. I'm only doing what my Father has told me to do." Anytime, brothers and sisters, we get to a place, I don't care who it is, we get to a place where it's all about us, we've lost the fact of who died on the cross for us. So I want to encourage you today, we want to do only what the Father is telling us to do. And if he's not telling us to do it, what's the motive behind it? It's an agenda behind it. Point two, Jesus is modeling to us ministry. It's never about us. is always about serving others, not wanting to be seen, not wanting accolades, not wanting the latest Facebook stats, Instagram stats, viral on TikTok, viral stats on Clubhouse. If Jesus was among us right now, he would say, I don't even want all of that. I only want to do what my Father is doing. So one of the words, phrases that God gave to me as I was putting this message today was, go and do. Go. We see that Jesus was in this account. He went to Bethesda. And he went, and they brought a man to him. And as they brought the blind man to him, he began to move in the power of the Spirit. Don't you find it awfully strange? There are so many people trying to build a name for themselves. But why don't we build the name Jesus? Build his name. Establish his name in the earth. Point three. Let's stop running after personalities and run after the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the greatest personality we could ever follow. With that being said this morning, I want to invite you into an encounter this morning. Jesus came to heal that man. And just like he came to heal that man, he comes to heal you. You may not be blind, but something is going on with you that you need King Jesus to heal and restore. And so today, Lord, we just say, we thank you. We thank you for what you've done on the cross for us. We ask you, Lord, that you would minister to needs this morning, that you would heal bodies this morning, that you would heal mindsets this morning. The miracle worker has come, and his name is Jesus, the anointed one. His name is Jesus, the anointed one. As we talk about this morning, the Lord's been speaking to me about, where are you blind? You know, there's blind spots when you're driving and you can't see. You have to get out of the way so that you can move out of those blind spots so you can see clearly. Where are you blind? You may not be like the blind man that had that could not see at all, but is your mindset at a place that you can't see? You can't even spiritually see what the Lord is saying. Are your ears clogged up and you're deaf and you cannot hear the word of the Lord because your ears are stopped up? You can't even hear for yourself. You can't even hear for what God wants you to do in the next 6 months from now because there's disobedience. Is it that you cannot walk? You may not be in a wheelchair. You may not be on a walker. You may not be at the place where you may not be paralyzed physically. But are you paralyzed, brothers and sisters? Are you paralyzed spiritually? Paralyzed. You're walking this walk, but you're a dead man walking. Is that you? The Lord is saying, I come to deliver you. I come to set you free. And this is the hour that I'm doing this in your life and in your heart and in your mind. And all I'm asking for you to do is just say yes. All I'm asking you to do is surrender your heart to Jesus. You may be saying, I've gone through so much. I've allowed so much to get in the way. There's so much pressure on me. There's so much pressure in this world, and I don't know how I'm going to get free. And Jesus is saying to you, just surrender. Surrender to me. Surrender to my ways. Surrender to my purposes. Surrender to my plans and purposes in the earth. The miracle worker has come. We cannot perform any type of miracles unless Jesus says, go and pray for that one. I'm going to touch that one. But we're not miracle workers. Jesus is the miracle worker. And today, I sense very strongly that the miracle worker is here. And he's here. And what he's saying is, receive from him. One of the things that I believe is keeping us from moving in miracles and signs and wonders is sometimes we don't trust. We don't trust that Jesus can even do it. We have a mindset that, oh, that happened in the Bible days, but I don't know. I don't know if I can believe that all things are possible if you just only believe. But you know what? All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. And so with our hands raised to the Lord this morning, we're believing you for fresh miracles in this season. We're believing you for fresh breakthroughs in this season. I don't care what the world says about the church, but we're radical Jesus lovers that are fully in love with Jesus. If that is you, just put up your hand and just say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. In your own words, just tell Lord, I thank you that I'm radically in love with you. And in your own words, I want you just to sit before the Lord for a minute and just ponder about what I just talked about. Ponder. Are you one of the ones that's blind? You may not be physically blind, but you haven't been able to see lately. And the Lord wants to open up your eyes. Are your ears closed and you can't hear what the Lord's saying? Say, Lord, open my eyes. Open my ears. Have you been walking around paralyzed and can't move? And it's like you're at a standstill. God, you know God's called you to move in a greater level than you what you have. And you've been stagnated because of disobedience. So Lord, we give that all to you today. We thank you, Father. We ask that you forgive us for being stagnant. We ask, God, that you forgive us for being disobedient, for not sacrificing when you told us to sacrifice, not giving our all when you told us to give our all to you this morning. So Lord, I just thank you that you're the divine healer, you're the divine restorer, you're the divine deliverer. In Jesus' name. For the Lord says, this is a time that I'm delivering you from bondage. I'm delivering you from heavy chains, the Lord says. Chains of oppression you've carried around. You've almost been like one of the men that walk around with prisons, cuffed in chains. And the Lord says, you don't have to be cuffed in chains anymore. You don't have to be cuffed in chains because your homies have been cuffed in chains. You don't have to be cuffed in chains because you have all of these weights on you. Weights of bondage, and it comes from your family bloodline. And as you begin to look back on your family bloodline, the Lord says you'll see where there's been rages of anger in your family bloodline that you need to get free from. There's been rages of religion without relationship. There's been rages of drug addiction. There's been rages of prostitution in your family line. There's been rages of all these different things that you know. And the Lord says, I'm putting my finger on that, not to expose you, but to expose the spirit. So that you can begin to declare, not on my family line. I will not carry around bitterness anymore. I will not carry around malice. I will not carry around the spirit of unbelief. I will not carry around the spirit of anger. I will not carry around the spirit of bitterness. Those are labels Those are labels, and the Lord says, I don't want you carrying that stuff anymore. I don't want you carrying around those labels, and you think that's you, and it's not. And you're just like that blind man that's walking around, couldn't see you. He's just bumping into stuff, just bumping into stuff. And some of you are just bumping into stuff. You're bumping into new connections that are not even for you. But while yet forgetting about eternity, forgetting about the call of God on your life, and you're like the blind man that's just bumping around. I just can't see anything. You're going to have to lead me around. And God says today is Freedom Sunday, and today is the day that you, it ain't about coming to an altar. It's about you saying, God, I need you. In your own words. It's not about you coming and addressing the whole entire church. This is an individual thing. Because once we deal with the individual person, then you can experience a corporate breakthrough of God. And while sometimes we come to church and we say, I'm not getting anything. Are you the dead man walking with no faith? That don't even believe that Jesus can even do anything. And it's because your faith. It's because your lack of faith. It's because your lack of faith. It's because of your lack of surrender. This is a time the Lord says that I'm calling you to the audience of one. And you're going to be held accountable. You're going to be held accountable for the way that you live your life. Because just like yesterday, I was on a radio and I was talking about the judgment seat of Christ. You know who Jesus is coming to judge? He's coming to judge the saints. The judgment seat of Christ is all about the saints. If you really read that passage and you really study that passage, the church likes to throw it on the world, but it's about the judgment of the saints. The eternal judgment of the saints. So I want you to do business with Jesus this morning. And I want you to ask Jesus, Jesus, where am I? Is my heart from you that I'm blind? I'm paralyzed. My mobility, my spiritual mobility is stunted. I don't hear you like I used to hear you. I don't even see you like I used to see you. I don't even move with you like how I used to move with you. I used to worship and dance before the Lord, but now I'm cold. Come on, son. I'm dead. I used to have faith to believe God for anything, but now I don't believe. I don't know what I believe. I don't know if I believe in the Hebrew Israelites or if I believe in another Messiah. Oh, I'm just putting it out there. Jesus says, only believe. I don't know if I believe that Muhammad, wait a minute. Check the battery this morning is what I hear the Lord saying. Check the battery, check your heart. Check your heart because there's a deficiency. Somewhere the spiritual nutrients are not going where they need to go because guess what? You've been putting all this trash and garbage into you in this season and that's why you're paralyzed. That's why you can't see. Because look what you're putting on the inside of you. You're damaging yourself. You don't have vision because your prescription is not high enough. So he said, miracle worker, come and reveal. Miracle worker, come and deliver us today.
Yes,
God. Come and set us free. Some of your wounds are so big. Peroxide ain't gonna work. You're going to have to go through a natural healing process. There's going to be some antibiotics that you're going to need in this season. Let God do the healing in your heart. The miracle worker has come, but what are you going to do with the miracle that he pours out in your life? What are you going to do? Are you going to walk around in deception? Are you going to walk around in truth? The question is yours. From this time forth, you have no excuses, beloved. You have no excuses. The miracle worker has come. Well, if only I could experience the next upcoming revival. Well, revival ain't coming in the way that it came in the 90s. Revival ain't coming like it did in the early 2000s, where we're lined up at meetings, packed in Pensacola, Florida, packed in Toronto, packed in Lakeland, packed in Kansas City. That's not what's happening. Revival's gonna start with you getting on fire for Jesus. But don't forget that we're in a move called restoration. So as you're getting filled up with more of Jesus, know God is restoring you so you could pour that restoration out to somebody else that needs to be delivered, that needs to be set free, that needs to know the real message of Jesus, and that Jesus is not a Hebrew Israelite, and that Jesus is not Islamic, and I'm going to say it. Jesus is not a New Age guru. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the restorer of broken lives. And broken lives doesn't come out of tradition. Restoring broken lives does not come out of church as usual. Restoring broken lives does not come out of religiosity. Restoring broken lives come out of relationship. And any time that you try to mix Jesus with religiosity, you have made a monument of something where people are walking in bondage instead of walking in freedom. And that's not the Jesus that we serve. Raise your hands and just worship the Lord. Just worship the Lord. Raise your hands and worship the Lord. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. If you are one of the people that are saying today, I need to come into relationship,